From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iran calls new sanctions illegitimate. Iran's foreign ministry called new U.S. sanctions targeting the country's ballistic missile program illegitimate. Ministry spokesman Hossein Jaber Ansari said Monday that Iran will respond by boosting efforts in its legal ballistic missile program and promoting its defense capabilities. Iran drew condemnation from the U.S. and other Western powers for two ballistic missile tests late last year. They said violated U.N. Security Council resolutions. Iran defended the tests as a matter of national security. The U.S. enacted new measures Sunday against five Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to banned missile activity. President Obama said his government will vigorously enforce those sanctions against Iran's ballistic missile program, this in the wake of other sanctions being lifted in accordance with the Iran nuclear deal.
Now that Iran's actions have been verified, it can begin to receive relief from certain nuclear sanctions and gain access to its own money that had been frozen. And perhaps most important of all, we've achieved this historic progress through diplomacy without resorting to another war in the Middle East.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Afghanistan on Monday hosted a meeting of delegates from the United States, China, and Pakistan on how to initiate direct peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban representatives. A joint statement issued after the meeting in Kabul of the so-called Quadrilateral Coordination Group said the group discussed and made progress on a roadmap toward initiating peace talks with Taliban groups that reflects the shared commitments of the QGC member countries. The four-nation contact group has agreed to hold its next meeting in Islamabad on February 6th. This is VOA News. The White House issued a sharply worded statement Sunday saying it condemns in the strongest terms attacks in the capital of Burkina Faso that killed at least 29 people and wounded scores more overnight Friday. The statement also warned that attacks of terrorism will not stop the U.S. from helping to improve health care and increase economic opportunities in Burkina Faso. Iraqi police say three Americans missing in the country were kidnapped from an apartment in Baghdad. U.S. officials have said they are working with Iraqi authorities to find the missing Americans, although Washington has not confirmed that they were abducted. Iraqi police officials said that the Americans were taken by gunmen in Baghdad's Doura neighborhood. The Baghdad Operations Command described the apartment the Americans were in as suspicious. The Washington Post quotes a resident describing it as a brothel that is a subject to frequent raids by Shiite militiamen. Freelance Yemeni journalist Al-Mikdad Mojali was killed Sunday in an air raid by the Saudi-led coalition on rebel-held Sana'a while on assignment for Voice of America. The OA has expressed its deepest condolences to his family. Meantime, Reporters Without Borders says at least five journalists were killed in Yemen last year. Taliban insurgents in Pakistan have claimed responsibility for a roadside bomb attack that killed at least five paramilitary soldiers and wounded several others. Police say Monday's bombing occurred in the outskirts of Quetta, the capital of the volatile Baluchistan province. Taiwan's voters have elected Tsai Ing-wen as their first female president, delivering a crushing defeat to the Nationalist Party. Tsai's independence-leaning Democratic Progressive Party also won a majority in the legislature. Monash University Asia scholar Bruce Jacobs on the election results.
Well, it's certainly a landslide victory. There's no question. It was a great rejection of the government, which had been in power since 2008, and this started during the elections of 2014, the local elections, but it really was a huge landslide victory for the opposition Democratic Progressive Party.
Shortly after results of the elections were announced, China's Taiwan Affairs Office said it would continue to oppose any Taiwan independence activities. British lawmakers debate Monday a petition signed by more than 500,000 people seeking to ban U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump from Britain. Last month, Mr. Trump, a billionaire real estate developer and frontrunner among Republican candidates, prompted international outrage by calling for a ban on all Muslims entering the United States. The debate, called by the Petitions Committee of the lower house of the parliament, cannot result in any binding conclusion. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.